or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, guess what? OYE's over, so we're not going to talk much about OYE this week. How about that? Anyway, temperatures around the state is 54 at Arnett, 56 at Beaver, 53 at Hollis, 54 at Hobart. Warm spot looks like it's 57 at Freedom and the May Ranch in our listening area. And out there in the Texas Panhandle, we got 53 at Lipscomb, 49 at Canadian, 50 at McLean, 53 at Wellington, and down there south of Altus, Oklahoma, Odell is at 53 degrees. Anyway, so I hope everybody had a great weekend. St. Patrick's Day. Didn't get too much into the green beer. Too bad, anyway. Everything was good. Nothing crazy went on around my operation. I did get up yesterday morning, hung out by the sprayer there, till the temperature got around 45 degrees to spray, and at 44 degrees the wind started howling, so I didn't get much done with spraying wise. Anyway, planter season is upon us. You guys need to get your planters out, get them ready to rock and roll. It's corn, milo, all kinds of stuff coming up pretty quick, and then we got cotton and peanuts coming up around the 1st of May. It's not that far off. They got rain in the forecast this week, but it just doesn't look too whoopee for far western Oklahoma, especially up in the northwestern parts. I hate to say that because they've been missing out on the rains, but it is what it is. But hey, we're one day closer to the rain, promise you. Let's see what happened overnight. Last night, grain and soybean futures plunged in overnight trading after the Black Sea Grain Initiative was renewed. The deal that keeps agriculture products flowing from Ukraine was extended 60 days on Saturday. That's pretty much it, what was going on there. And corn futures were down 5.25 cents to 6.29 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for May delivery lost 9.25 cents to $7.25 a bushel in Chicago, while Kansas City futures dropped 10 cents to 8.25¾ cents a bushel. Soybean futures for May last night, the May delivery fell 6.25 cents to 14.70¼ a bushel. Soybean meal was down $1.40 to $4.64.60 a short ton. Soy oil lost 75 cents to $56.71 a pound. The Commodities Futures Trading Commission still hasn't completely caught up with its weekly commitment of traders released, as the report hasn't been updated in a timely manner in weeks. The cyber-related incident at ION prevented the submission of timely and accurate data to the Chicago Board of Trade last month. The agency said in a statement last Friday, when it normally releases the report, the Chicago Board of Trade intends to quickly issue the missed COT reports. The good news is the agency last week released data through at least March 7th. In wheat, investors grew more bearish on hard red winter wheat futures, extending their net short positions on bets on lower prices to 11,561 contracts through March 7th, up 539 contracts. Money managers held a net 154,624 futures contracts in soybeans that week. That's up 130,000 contracts a week earlier. And then there was 15,597 future contracts in corn on March 7th, and that was down from 66,000 contracts the week before. Man, that's a lot, but it was a couple, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Hopefully they get it all caught up and I can get you guys up to date on what's happening with all these contracts. In our ag belt through the middle of the United States, winter storm watches have been issued for parts of northern Minnesota. According to the National Weather Service, from 4 to 7 inches of snow is expected in that area today, so travel might be difficult. Patchy blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. A wind advisor will take effect in south central Kansas from noon to 7, as winds will be sustained from 30 to 35 miles an hour with gusts up to 45. Strong south winds, warmer temperatures, and low daytime humidity will result in very high grassland fire danger this afternoon. Outdoor burning is not recommended. I don't think we have a wind warning out right now. Let me double check that. I'm pretty sure we don't. Let me get on my phone. I'm quicker on the phone than I am on this big computer. No. Oh, we just got one. Yes, we have a, just came out. The wind advisory for Woods County, Alfalfa, Grant, Kay, Woodward, Major, Garfield, Noble, Dewey, Custer, Blaine, Kingfisher, and Logan, and Canadian. They just, this just came out, just as I brought it up. So that's, they got winds right now through those areas that I was just talking about, around, let's see, up there on the May Ranch and around Buffalo and Freedom, 35 mile an hour sustained, 42 mile an hour gust. Down around Sealing, 43 mile an hour gust. Watonga, 41. Around Weatherford, or east of Weatherford, they've got 40 mile an hour gust. Here in Beckham County and our area around here, we're anywhere from 25 miles an hour with gust up to 37. So anyway, don't be doing any outdoor burning. Don't be doing anything crazy. Keep it down, because fire season is here. And I hate saying that four-letter word, but it is here in reality. So everybody just remain calm and cool and don't do anything crazy out there. When I come back, we got lots to talk about on this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. We have all kinds of things going on this week. We got bull sales, three bull sales coming up this Saturday. Hey, these bull sales are running out. So if you've been too picky and got a bull, you need to get, we got some great bull sales coming up, especially Red Angus bull sales. Three or four of them, if I remember right, and some other bull sales. Don't think you got to go buy a Red Angus, but anyway, that's going on. And we got, what else we got? We got that big producers meeting coming up in Beckham County. What is that, Thursday? Yes, Thursday, March 23rd at 10 a.m. at the Beckham County Barn. The FSA producer meeting, please attend this. As if you're a producer in Beckham County, they would dearly appreciate it. I think they said there's over 200 producers in Beckham County, so it would really help if you guys at all go to it. Programs to be discussed, farm loan options, LIP, ELAP, LFP, CRP, NAP, ERP, Phase 2, and PARP. I got that right. Don't miss this meeting. 10 o'clock. At the Beckham County Barn, right there in Sayre, Oklahoma, Thursday, coming up Thursday, so please attend. And then, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft. By the way, it's kind of on the up. It's seeing the other, some of my other reports that there's horses, goats, show calves, all kinds of things being rustled. So anyway, that's a good thing to be. That's a, another reason to be a member of the OCA. In-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For just $100 a year, you can experience all those member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and help protect your way of life. www.okcattleman.org or call Miss Lori at 580-273-5137. www.okcattleman.org or call Lori, 580-273-5137. Well, let's take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, and we'll be back with Cattle News and Market Report.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, Camlock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 13th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,947 head were sold, 6 head of steers at 523 brought 241, 11 at 641 brought 205, 13 at 755 brought 188, 15 at 783 brought 188.50, 11 at 853 brought 179.50, 24 at 874 brought 178, 33 at 973 brought 174, 12 head of heifers at 346 brought 210, 19 at 520 brought 206, 16 at 604 brought 190, 22 at 658 brought 184.50, 7 at 674 brought 169, 17 at 827 brought 170. 50, 13 at 932 brought 167. Butcher cows were 30 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 72 to 122.75. Bred cows were 800 to 1310. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 Age Advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Happy Cap Hour. Let's check out what's happening in Memphis, Texas, weather-wise out there right now. Humidity is 40%, dew points at 31. The winds are out of the south at 18 with gusts up to 25. Peak wind gusts so far today, 26 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.37, 37 one-hundredths. Red flag minutes today, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 0. 8-inch soil temperature is 48 degrees. Man, yesterday or Saturday night really knocked that ground temperature way back. I don't know what you guys had. I had 17 when I fired the truck up at Willow yesterday morning, so it was pretty darn chilly. All right, let's get on. Let's see what we... Oh, I want to bring this up before I get to the cattle markets and stuff. Coming up this Saturday, the 27th Annual Cattlemen's Ball, presented by the Northwest Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Come out and enjoy a great meal. I'll bet $5 right now they're having steaks and or something close. The meal will be at 6 o'clock. The live auction will be around 7 o'clock. Silent auction included. Casino night at 8 o'clock to 12 a.m. And then they'll have Dance to Country Justice from 9 to 12 o'clock. Is it 12 a.m., I guess, anyway. That would be at the Woodward Event Center coming up this Saturday. So make plans. Get your wife. Go out. Have a great meal. This is all to raise money for scholarships they give out there in northwestern Oklahoma. My understanding, it's a great event. So anyway, be sure and attend that. Okay, let's see what's happening with the current markets. Let me update it. I'm going to go over a few of the corn and wheat real quick. Corn for May is in the red, down 3.5, 6.30. July 6.13, soybeans for May is up 9, 14.85. July is 14.66. Soybean meal is about even, stagnant. May 465.40, 458.70 for July. Soybean oil for May, 57.87, up a little bit. July is 57.82. Hard red winter wheat's down this morning, or noon lunch, whatever you want to call it. Hard red winter wheat for May, 8.26. July, 8.12. Oats is up quite a bit, actually. May is 3.57. July is 3.52. May's up 9, to be exact. Cotton, it's just going backwards. May, 77 cents a pound. July, 78 cents a pound. It just don't know where it wants to be at. We know where it needs to be at there, about $1.10 a pound is where it needs to be. Live cattle for April, 162.12. June, 158.87. August, 156.15. October, 161.10. Feeder cattle for March, 188.45. April's 194.72. Lean hogs for April, down 77.92. May, 85.30. And June is 92.07. Okay, let's see what happened last week with the auction barns, cattle barns, that is. Let's start with Texas. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers traded mostly steady to $4 lower. Trade was fairly active on moderate to good demand. Rain was a much needed sight at the end of the week, but bringing along colder temperatures and a chance of snow in parts of the panhandle. Supply included 91% feeder cattle, 9% slaughter cattle, and 0% replacement cattle. Total receipts, 6,889 head. Week before, 9,000. And this time last year, 5,400 was sold at the sale barns in Texas. A few of the prices here. Let's go with some 3-4 weights. Anyway, on steers, anywhere from 225 to 277 was the top end. Basically, average price was 260.101. 4-5 weights, 226 to 277. 250 basically was on the 4-5 weights. 5-6 weights, anywhere from 202 to 240. 229 was the average price on 4-5s or in 5-6 weights. Let's go with, or let's, no, that was 5-6 weights. 6-7 weights, $1.88 to 226. 7-8 weights, anywhere from $1.80 to 202, and then 8-9 weights, 169 to 183 is the top I see right there. And then 9-1,000 pound weights was anywhere from $1.60 to $1.72.50. Anything over 1,000 pounds was $1.50. In Oklahoma, compared to last week, feeder steers steady to buck higher, feeder heifers steady to three higher. Demand was good for feeder cattle. Steer calves sold steady. Heifer calves sold steady to one higher. Rain fell in parts of western Oklahoma state, but still remains an extreme drought. The lack of feeder cattle is starting to drive prices higher for this time of the year. Slaughter cattle continue to move higher as numbers become lighter. Slaughter cows Slaughter cows. Slaughter cows was $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter bulls, $1 to $3 higher. Demand was very good for all classes of cows. Supply last week in Oklahoma was 90% feeder cattle, 8% slaughter, 2% replacement. 25,316 head was reported sold in Oklahoma last week compared to 31,000 the week before and almost 30,000 a year ago. Let's see what happens here. Let's go with some steers in the 3 to 4 weights, anywhere from 250 to 307.50. Four weights for anywhere from 229. What's the highest I see here? 280 on the 4 to 5 weights. And the 5 to 6 weights would be anywhere from 220 to 262. And then 6 to 7 weights, anywhere from $1.89 to $231.50. And they had some in there sold 220 weighing 630 that were unwinged. How about that? And anyway, don't have anything on the heifers. We'll get that coming up here later on. Okay, what else do I got going on here? Our bull sales. Before I go to break, let me talk about the bull sales real quick. Reach over here and get my paper. On the bull calendar, the Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar. This week, we got the Bexar Ranch bull sale, March 25th at 11 a.m. The Red Dirt Roundup, Chain Ranch, March 25th at 1 o'clock. The Red River Red Angus bull and female sale, March 25th, also at 1 o'clock. And coming up next Monday, the Ludington Cattle Bull Sale, March 27th at 1 o'clock. And then right straight west of Elk City out here, the McIntyre Red Angus Bull Sale, March 27th, and it'll be at 1 o'clock. The Harrison Cattle Company production sale is also coming up, March 28th. That'll be a week from tomorrow, I believe. And the Reds in the Heartland, April 1st at 1 o'clock. The one in the Harrison Cattle Company will be noon. And then coming up April 1st, that's the Reds in the Heartland. And then the Hober Stockyard Spring Replacement Sale will be coming up March or April 29th at 11 a.m. The Bexler Bull Sale, March 25th at 11 a.m. They'll be selling 57 head of Angus, Red Angus, Sim Angus, Maine Angus, Charlets, Charlet Cross, Hereford Cross, Red Cross, and Black Cross. 2-year-old and 18-month-old bulls. Call Stan Bexler in Winoka, Oklahoma, 580-829-3574. And you can also go on Bexler Ranch at Facebook and find that. And also you can go to BexlerRanch.com and see what's going on. So if you got a particular one you're looking at, they got all kinds of different breeds that they're going to be selling. And this will be their 20th annual bull sale. When I come back, I got some news about cotton. I got some news from Dr. Beck at Stillwater. And I also got some things about what Washington, it's even bipartisan, is saying about keeping other foreign countries from buying land in the USA. Interesting deal that they were talking about on AgWeb Daily Friday. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
From pump to pump.
pivot. Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer. Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more. So go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Don't you just love it when your friends text you during the show and then you know what they know what you're doing? They don't get it. They just really don't get it. Anyway, hey, for your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas Panhandle forecast on this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour, I picked the big town of Buffalo. Currently it's 58 degrees, feels like 58, dew point's 26, humidity's 29, rainfall in the last 24 hours, zero. Wind, 23 mile an hour with wind gust up to 31, sunrise at 7:44. Today, breezy, 62. South winds 22 to 25 with gusts up to 35 and 40 miles an hour. Breezy tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be breezy, but not as breezy as today. 75 for a temperature, 49 for a low tomorrow night. Wednesday, breezy. Man, I hate to see these breezy days. I need to get some stuff sprayed. 80 degrees. Southwest winds 10 to 26 miles an hour. They got a big gap in there, so they, in other words, they don't know what it's going to do. Wednesday night, 45. Thursday, cool back down. North winds 66. Thursday night, you have 30% chance of rain. I hope you get it. Just cross your fingers. Good luck. Get her done. 36 for a low. Friday, 59 degrees. 50 north winds 12 to 15 miles an hour and partly sunny. All right, let's check out. I got some cotton stuff for you. Let me bring it up. If I can find it, there we go. The week ending March 9th, net export sales for the week was 240,100 bales. This brings total 22-23 sales to 11.3 million bales. Total sales at the same point in 21-22 was 14.5 million bales. Total new crop sales for 23-24 stands right now at 1.4 million bales. Shipments for the week were 283,700 bales, bringing total exports to date 6.2 million bales of cotton. compared to $6.3 million at the comparable point in the 21-22 marketing year. And anyway, National Ag Day 2023 will be recognized tomorrow. You guys keep that in mind. On March 21st, under a growing climate for tomorrow theme, marking the event's 50th anniversary with celebrations in classrooms and communities across the country. The Agriculture Council of America will hold a virtual Ag Day event, and other Washington, D.C. events that day will include bringing college students to the nation's capital virtually to deliver the message of Ag Day to the Hill and an in-person core leadership team of college students to various D.C. events. The event marks a nationwide effort to tell the true story of United States agriculture and remind citizens that agriculture is a part of all Americans. Many agriculture associations, corporations, students, and government organizations involved in agriculture are expected to participate in the event, of which the National Cotton Council is a sponsor. Any more information on that, go to www.agday.org. Easy to remember. Anyway, tomorrow is. Guess what happens at 4:20? What time is it? 4:24 today. It's officially spring in Oklahoma, I guess everywhere. Anyway, that would be, according to Lacey Swope, meteorologist Lacey Swope, at 4:24 today will be the official start of spring. And the good thing, man, we don't need any more temperatures like we had yesterday or Saturday night. Anyway, we'll get that going. All right, let's check out what's happening in Washington on this subject, because this is always a subject. You hear it at the coffee shop. You hear it at the when you go get parts at one of the dealers or whatever. These people shouldn't own country, this land, and all this. So here's what's going on. Kind of makes a little sense to me. Bipartisan momentum is building in Congress to restrict China and other foreign adversaries from purchasing U.S. farmland, a reflection of a similar push by some states, as well as the apprehension of Chinese spy balloons, rising land prices, and growing international competition. Foreign ownership of agriculture land threatens small family farms and the overall health of the agriculture supply chain, wrote a bipartisan group of House lawmakers back in February. And this letter went to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, condemning the department's insufficient foreign transaction reporting from 2015 to 2018. I don't think we should be allowing countries who don't give a damn whether we exist or not to own land, or whether it's a farmland or ag business in this country, said Democratic Senator John Tester of Montana in that committee hearing. I believe that 1 acre of American farmland owned by the Chinese Communist Party is 1 acre too many, said Republican Alabama Senator Katie Britt in the same February hearing. And while policy and legal experts outside Congress believe a national restriction of foreign ownership could get past this session, they also believe there could be challenges in its rollout, and as well as unintended consequences for the agriculture community. John Swartz, a row crop farmer and lawyer in Cass County, Indiana, questioned if any national bill would be enforceable due to the sheer scope of farmland in the country. He suggested, and I agree with what he suggests here, it may be better left to counties and state governments to handle. If this is going to work, it really has to be done on a micro level, he said. I don't think a macro level is going to be to do it, because there's just too many ways to slip through getting cute with ownership and companies. And I agree with that. Vilsack said in a Thursday Senate hearing that Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea together own under 400,000 acres that they know of in agriculture land as of 2021. He added that the nation's largest foreign land handlers include Canada, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom. And I think the majority of that is forest areas. The secretary expressed concern over how federal foreign ownership restrictions could be implemented in a way that was fair and legally sound for international investors. personally, I don't care. They don't need to own land over here. Americans need to own it. Clay Lowry, former Assistant Secretary for International Affairs at the Department of the Treasury, also raised questions about a wide-ranging foreign ownership restriction at the Senate hearing in February. I do believe strongly in the ability for countries and entities to invest in the United States because I think that is actually a positive. So anyway, I got my opinion on it. I don't think it needs to happen around here. But I guess, let me rephrase that. This question here back in this one paragraph. Belsack said in a Thursday Senate hearing meeting that Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea together own under 400,000 acres. As far as I'm concerned, those four countries right there should not be allowed to own land in the United States, period. They're communist countries. I'm not throwing that crap out there. I'm just giving you my point. If you're a communist country, why in the heck would we let you own any land in the United States, Netherlands, England, Canada, Mexico? That's all a different ballgame. Them are they're all traders with the United States. And you know, when I say traders, product trading. I don't know. This is my opinion. For what it's worth, that's my two cents today. Sounds like a TV program, doesn't it? Anyway, we'll be right back to this. We're going to take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour break. And when we come back, got more stuff. I got the NCBA's got some stuff going on. And guess what? According to this one report on inflation, this might be the most expensive crop you put in this year. I'll go over that with you. First, Mr. Jerry Nine.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, March 14th, we sold 670 cow bulls and calves. Thursday, March 16th, we sold 3,685 calves and feeders for a total of 4,355 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better calving cows bring 90 up to 105, then cows bring 50 to 87.50, with the bulls bringing 93 to 123. 3 to 4 year old open cows to breed 115 to 120, whether 2 to 4 year old bred cows 1,360 to 1,700. 5 to 8 year old bred cows 1210 to 1725, and our 9 and older bred cows 1285. 2 to 8 year old pairs 1535 to 1850, with our 9 and older pairs 1200 to 1775. Honor steer cattle 3 to 4 weight steers 243 to 276. 4 to 450 steers 231 to 235. 5 to 550 237 to 254. 6 to 650 $2 up to 221. With our 7 to 750 183 to 203. 8 to 850 steers 174 to 188.5. 9 to 950 168 to 179. 950 to 1,000 pound steers, 164 to 173. Our heifers, 3 to 350 wet heifers, 213 to 235. 4 to 450, 183 to 230. 5 to 550, 201 to 204. 6 to 650, 184 to 204.50. 7 to 750 heifers, 170 to 187. With our 8 to 850 heifers, 162 to 172.5. And our 9 to 1,000-pound heifers, 155.75 to 165. For this Tuesday, March the 21st, we're expecting 40 bred cows running eight. We also got 30 bred cows and pairs, 5 to 8 year old. Give us a call. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We actually close our loans in-house, so we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepherd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erick. Call 526-3070.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 10th. 1,449 head were sold, 6 head of steers at 485 brought 238, 5 at 509 brought 243, 10 at 555 brought 241, 4 at 609 brought 225, 7 at 723 brought 193, 8 at 879 brought 177, 4 at 940 brought 137, 7 head of heifers at 402 brought 223, 4 at 479 brought 206, 5 at 577 brought 192, 11 at 600 brought 185, 15 at 670 brought 182.50, 12 at 693 brought 183, 10 at 699 brought 175, butcher cows were 60 to 110. Butcher bulls brought 51 to 125.50. Bred cows were 850 to 1950. Pairs brought 385 to 2325. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday, 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Gardens Long Ranger forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle, Mangum, Oklahoma. Currently, it's not working, so let's try out. It just went blank. Let me try out another. Let's go to Hollis, see what's happening there. Oh, it's working. Cool. All right, something happened to the mezzanette in Mangum real quick. Okay, 56 degrees at Hollis. Feels like 56. Humidity is 42%, dew point is 33, no rain in the last 24 hours. Currently right now, the wind is out of south-southwest at 17 miles an hour with wind gust up to 26. Sunrise is at 7:45, sunset at 7:50. Today, breezy, 62 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still a little breezy, 77 degrees. Wednesday, breezy, 83 degrees. Thursday, 30% chance of showers during the day. Temperatures will be 75. Wind will be switching from the west and be heading this direction out of the northwest. Come Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, the winds switch again. The winds are going to be all over the place. They're going to be every direction you can think of except east Thursday and Thursday night. Another 30% chance of thunderstorms, 42 for low. Friday, mostly sunny. 65 degrees, winds will be light out of the northwest. So Friday looks like a awesome day in Hollis, Oklahoma. Okay, let's see what we got going on. Here we go. You're about to plant the most expensive crop of your career, according to Chris Barron, a national financial consultant for AgView Solutions and an Iowa farmer himself. He said inflation is real. Based on data from his farmer clients in more than 20 states, including Canada, the average cost of production for FYI corn is up $122 per acre from last year. For soybeans, it will cost $85 to $90 more per acre to plant. What happens if corn or soybean prices drop 30, 50, 70 cents, or even more? Based on a current on current number, it will take 70 cents. If we take 70 cents off a bushel of corn and soybeans, that puts 80% of our clients in the red, Barron says. We don't have much tolerance for downside price levels. We have to really figure out where that line is in the sand for us. Farmers can harvest incredible value by stress testing their business margin, Barron says. Analyzing different stress conditions such as increased cost of production, limited marketing opportunities, or decreased yield levels will allow you to determine the amount of stress your profit margin can tolerate. Your business ultimately relies on cash in much the same way your body relies on blood. Stress testing your margin, Barron says, is not a difficult process. The three variables to study are yield, cost production, and market price. A simple spreadsheet or farm management software can let you manipulate the variables one at a time into levels that will be stressful for your operation. There is significant value in understanding how margins are influenced by the changes in grain prices. Rather than worry about price alone, the same thing holds true to inputs and yields. You can't just worry about one of the three variables independently without taking into account the condition of the others. Zero in on cost. On average, four major categories on cost comprise 75% of a farmer's cost of production. Those are return to management, land, equipment, fertilizer. Every cost is up from last year, Barron says. He encourages farmers to determine accurate numbers for all their costs. Make sure you really spend some time looking at the return to management category, because that's where we're seeing $267 spread from the low-cost producer to the high-cost producers. Golly, that's a lot. He says, we can help ourselves and not be surprised by costs down the road if we zero in on those right now. $267 between low-cost producers and high-cost producers, that's a lot, all I can tell you. All right, here we go. The NCBA President Todd Wilkerson, traceability is a means to safeguarding the industry. He discussed this in the traceability deal in Colorado. When asked about what concerns me most for our industry's future, one of the first things that comes to mind is the threat of foreign animal disease outbreak on U.S. soil. Hey, man. This is why animal disease traceability has been a primary focus for me as the NCBA leader. In 2021, the NCBA Board of Directors approved a strategic plan to give the organization a more focused approach to engaging with cattle producers, policymakers, and consumers. Traceability was identified in one of our strategic priorities, and the NCBA Traceability Working Group was formed. For the past year, I've chaired this group comprised of producers throughout the country from every sector of the industry. Our mission was to evaluate the current industry efforts to identify and trace animals through the cattle and beef system in the United States and develop a set of requirements for any eventual system that might be put in place in our industry. For me, leading on this issue means making it clear what the traceability system must do in a work is the best interest of cattle producers. We believe that a traceability system must, number one, advance the electronic sharing the data amongst federal and state animal health officials, veterinarians, and the industry, including sharing basic animal disease traceability data with the federal animal health events respiratory, the AHER, AHER, how about that? Use electronic identification tags for animals requiring an individual identification in order to make the transmission of data more efficient. Enhance the ability to track animals from birth to slaughter through a system that allows tracking data points to be connected. Elevate the discussion with states and industry to work towards a system where animal health certificates are electronically transmitted from private veterinarians to state animal health officials. The impact of a foreign animal disease in the United States, such as foot and mouth disease, would be catastrophic. And I think they just had one case down there reported here a while back in Brazil. And guess what? There's a lot of cattle coming in here from Brazil. Without a working, meaningful national traceability system in place, the impacts would be multiplied significantly. If foot and mouth disease is identified in the United States, it would result in immediate stop of all livestock movement within the United States for up to 72 hours until movement control areas are established and investigation and tracing activities are undertaken. Most major export markets will close to the U.S. beef immediately. The overall economic impact that has been estimated as high as $228 billion. Traceability is about risk protection, and I view it the same way as I view insurance policy on my truck. It's also about the consumer trust. Consumer demand is the main driver of value for our product, both domestically and internationally. The reality is we need a traceability program for our consumers so we can give them information they want. Consumer demand for our product and their trust in farmers and ranchers is strong, and we want to keep it that way, providing the transparency they demand. Last, I firmly believe cattle producers are prepared to get out, protect their livelihoods, and move forward with a producer-driven traceability program. Cattlemen and women with an innovative mindset are the ones that are going to chart the future. I am convinced that NCBA must take a leadership role to ensure the traceability of program is developed to benefit and protect producers like you and me. And I agree with that. You guys remember last month I had a professor on here from Colorado talking about traceability, and it's got to be done. It has to be done. Hey, got a couple quick things for the show ends. Coming up, April 15th of this year, noon to 7 at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena, Clinton, Oklahoma, in conjunction with our Spring Arena Sort and Buckle Series finals that actually started last Saturday. I seen some pictures on Facebook, looked like it was having fun. The Cowboy Trade Show and Tack Swap. Bit and spur markers, saddle makers, new and used tack dealers, and Western artists are all welcome. For more information, contact Mr. Travis at 405-361-3523. Travis at 405-361-3523. Cowboy Trade and Show and Tech Swap coming up. That would be pretty interesting. If I ain't doing anything that day, I might ease over there. April 15th from noon to 7. That should be pretty fun. Also, coming up here pretty quick, March 28th at the ranch in Arapahoe, the Harrison Cattle Company production sale. 48 two-year-old Hartford bulls, 46 spring pairs and bred heifers. It will be on Live Auctions TV, .com, I think that's what it is. Anyway, they got a big ad in the Penny News. Got any questions? Look at that ad in the Penny News. Them Penny News are really expensive. They're like free, all right? So no reason why you can't go grab a Penny News. And they're pretty much in every store in Western Oklahoma, at Woods, or anywhere. They're just everywhere. That's what there is. HarrisonCattleCompany.com. HarrisonCattleCompany.com. Give Leslie or Jan a call at 580-331-8103. There you have it. I will get you guys going. Let's see here what else we got. Guess what? It's that time of the year to get your planters going. Late model used planter supplies are improving, according to a report in the Machinery Insider. If you guys haven't been, if you don't have a planter yet and you need one, from what I see, they're not cheap. But anyway, you know the old observation that some people see the glass half full while the others see it half empty. When it comes to late model 24-row planters, we think the glass is half full. How about that? Planter supplies are certainly not what they were 5 to 7 years ago, but they are a heck of a lot better than the previous two years, according to Machinery Insider. Was surprised the number of Euro planters available in dealer lots when looked at used inventories at press time last Friday. So there we go. You're looking for a planter, get on a Machinery Pete. I was looking on there the other day. I'd have to hawk a lot of stuff to get the one I want. But anyway, they're not cheap, but hey, you're not going to get nothing done without them. You guys have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. This is Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
Number one for new country.
KEZO, Elk City.
Meetings underway for the possible indictment of a former president, Lisa Brady, Fox News.